We're beginning a series in the middle of the Sefer HaYashar, and there were a few books that were named Sefer HaYashar. There's a Musar book named Sefer HaYashar. There's a book compiled by one of the Tosafists, Rashi's grandson, Rabbeinu Yaakov, otherwise known as Rabbeinu Tam, that is called Sefer HaYashar. And then there's this ancient work called the Medrash Sefer HaYashar. And before we continue, we have to mention that it is not at all clear that this is a bona fide Medrash. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that we have to wonder whether this is really a Medrash, for we don't find Rishonim quoting it. There are a lot of things here that stem from Chazal, but there are parts of it that seem to have no basis. So we could say maybe he got it from some midrashim that we don't have, or else we don't know. So when we learn this, we have to bear in mind that this does not have the same weight and does not have the same stamp of validity as would other midrashim. You open a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, you open a Medrash Tanhuma, you open a Medrash Rabbah, you open up Sikta de Rav Kahana. These are four classical midrashim, each one in its date in history. You open this book, and it's not at all clear where it's coming from. So we're reading it. It's a very interesting work. At the same time, we have to bear in mind that we have to question exactly its validity. And that's why sometimes we'll pause and refer to midrashim that are similar in content, just to see that this point actually has validation from a more bona fide source. We're learning it from an edition that came out a few years ago, in which Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when he was a child, he learned through the Sefer HaYashar, and he put down footnotes where things appear, the different things he saw in the Sefer HaYashar. And this edition basically took his notes from when he was a child, and they added, as an addendum on the bottom of the page, the different sources for the parts of the Medrash that we have sources for. So when I use the term Medrash, don't misunderstand me. I don't have a better word, so I use the term Medrash. But really, I'm not coming to say that this has the same weight as a Medrash. Quite the contrary. I don't know. So we're going to begin with Avraham Avinu going to the Akedah. And I have to ask you how you want me to do this. Sometimes guys prefer that I read the Hebrew and translate, and sometimes guys prefer that I just paraphrase the text. How many of you prefer I read the Hebrew and translate? Okay, you guys went. I think it's in everyone's benefit, even though it takes longer, it'll help you learn the Hebrew. Beit Ahi, at that time, Hayadvar Hashem el Avraham, God said to Avraham, Vayomer Elav Avraham, he calls out Avraham, Vayomer Hineini. Avraham says, here I am. Vayomer Hashem said to him, Kachnat minchat yechidcha sheravte et Yitzchak. Take that chosen son that you love, take Isaac, velech lecha l'eretz Moriah, go to the land of Moriah, v'aleu sham le'ola lecha de'arim asher yira'e lecha vo, sham anan kvod Hashem. Go, put him up on one of those mountains where you will see a cloud and the honor of Hashem appear. Vayomer Avraham b'libo ech eseh. Avraham said to himself, how am I going to do this? Ad asher afid et Yitzchak bni Misara imo? Am I going to come and separate my son Isaac from his mother Sarah? La'alotto lifnei Hashem le'ola? To bring him up as a sacrifice before Hashem? Vayevo Avraham o'ela. So Abraham came to the tent. Vayeshev lifnei Sarah ishto. So he sat before Sarah, his wife. Vayedaber elea kadvarim ha'ele. So he said to her the following. He has to figure out a plan. Beneinu Yitzchak gadal velo lamad avodat Elohav ze yamim. Our son Isaac has grown old, and for all this time he hasn't yet learned how to serve his creator. Ata elech li lemachar v'avienu al shem ve'ever bno. Let me go tomorrow and take him to Shem and his son Aver, v'sham yilmad et achei Hashem. And over there I'll bring him to school. He'll learn the way of serving Hashem. Ki lamdu ladat et Hashem. They'll teach him how to know Hashem, veladat kasho yitpalel lifnei Hashem becholet, and they'll teach him how to pray before Hashem at all times. Ve'yaneu veladat, and then he'll get Hashem to answer him after he learns how to do it properly. Veladat sham et derech avodat Hashem elohav, and over there he'll learn the way of the service of Hashem his God. Vatomer Sarah, Tov dibarta, lech Adoni v'ase lo kasher dibarta. So Sarah said to Avram, good idea, go and do as you've said. Ve'ulam bat, al tachik et bni me'alai, ve'lo yishev sham yamim rabim. Don't distance him from me, he shouldn't stay there a long time, ki nafshik shurav nafsho me'od, because I'm so attached to him. Oh boy. Yeah.
So from the wording, it would seem that he's a small child, just from like the wording, like, you know, don't take him for too long, don't let him go, get out of the house for too long. I mean, guy's 37 years old and still living with his mom is...
Okay, so there's a Medrash Tanchuma, that says that when Avram was given the task to do the Akedah, so Avram pondered. This is already a bona fide Medrash. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Avram says, how am I going to do this? If I tell Sarah, well, women have a different way of approaching things than men, and when it comes to small things, they take it differently than men do, certainly about big things. And if I don't tell her, and I just take her when she doesn't know, so she could commit suicide. What am I going to do? So what did Avram do? He told Sarah, go get us good food and drink, let's go make a party. And she said, what's today special? Why should we make a party? He said to her, well, old people like us had a child when they were old, so obviously it's so that we could rejoice. So she went and prepared the food. As they were in the middle of the party, he said to her, you know, when I was 3 years old, I recognized my creator. And now this child is an adult, already, you're hearing, this is the actual Medrash, this is what says Medrash Tanchuma, and he never got the training. So there's a place a bit far away where they teach lads, let me go and bring him there to be educated. And she said, go in peace. And so Avram got up early in the morning because he said, maybe Sarah will regret it, so I'll get up early before she gets up and I'll take him out to the school. So maybe this answers your question a little bit. So Avram tells Sarah, we're back in the Sefer HaYashar. Vayomer Avram el Sarah, biti chalina et pnei Hashem Elokeinu asher yaseh imanu tova. Sarah, you please pray to Hashem our God that he should do good things with us. Vatikasrat Yitzhak v'na, vayal nita balayla ahu. So, that certainly doesn't sound like he's too adult. It says, that night, she hugged him and she said, you sleep by me tonight, v'tishakeu v'tchabekeu. She hugged him, she kissed him, v'titzaveu ad haboker. Until the morning, she was talking to him and telling him, you be a good boy out there, you do what they tell you. Seems like he was a little boy, right? V'tomu lo b'ni, ech uchal nafshi lipared mimcha. She said, son, how could I separate from you? V'tishakeu v'tchabekeu od v'tevkimo. So she hugged him and kissed him more and wept with him. V'titzaveu et Avram aviv. Alav. And she warned Avram, watch the kid. Certainly doesn't sound like he's an adult, right? Vatomer Sarah l'Avram, bi adoni, shamar na bevincha v'sim et einecha alav, ki eni ben acher, v'lo vat ki imhu. She said to Avram, please, master, watch the boy. Keep your eye on him, because I don't have another boy, nor do I have a daughter. He is the only thing I got. Oh, yeah. Think about Avram walking out of the house with that. Al na tazvenu. Don't let go of my boy. Im yariv achileu lechem. If he's hungry, give him to eat bread. Vim yitzmash keumayim. If he's thirsty, give him to drink water. Val tenecheu lelechet beraglav. Don't let him tire out walking. Velo leshev b'shemesh. Don't let him sit around in the sun. Vegam al tazveu lelechet b'derech levado. Don't let him walk alone. Velo tanseu mikol asher yidaber. And whatever he asks you, take care that he gets what he needs. So Sarah wept that whole night, and till the morning she was busy giving directions. In the morning, Sarah took a very good garment she had in the house, one of the good garments that Avimelech gave her. She dressed Yitzchak with it. She gave him a hat. She put a precious stone in the hat, in the turban. She gave them food for the road. So Yitzchak and Avram, his father, went out. And some of the servants went along with them. Sarah also accompanied them part of the way. So they both said, Ma, it's enough, go back. ותשמע שרה דברי יצחק בנה ותב בכי גדול ואיב גם אברהם אישה אימה. Sarah hears Yitzchak say, Ma, it's enough, you could go back. And she started crying, and Avram started crying. ויב גם יצחק בנה אימה בכי גדול מאוד. Yitzchak also started weeping greatly. וגם אשר הלכו לשלחם בכו בכי גדול עד מאוד. And all the people who were with them accompanying Yitzchak out of the house also wept. Think about it. This is the boy, the apple of her eye. She's sending him out. Sarah held Yitzchak between her arms. She hugged him and kissed him. Vatosafot livkot imo, continued weeping with him. And she said, who knows if I'll ever see you again after today. ויבכו עוד בכי גדול, ואברהם ושרה ויצחק, וגם אשר הלכו עמהם בדרך לשלחם, בכו בכי גדול עמהם. So again, everyone started weeping, Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, and everyone who was accompanying them. ותשב לה אחרי כן שרה מעל יצחק, בבכייה רבה, Sarah left Yitzchak with great weeping, וישוב בכל שפחותיה ועבדיה עמה האוהלה. And her servants, her maids, came back with her into the tent. ואברהם הלך עם יצחק בנו לעלות עולה לפני השם כאשר ציווהו. Avram continues on his journey with Yitzchak to bring him up as an olah before Hashem as Hashem commanded him. ויקח אברהם גם את שני נעריו עמו, את ישמעאל בן הגר ואת אליעזר עבדו. Avram took the two lads with him, Yishmael the son of Hagar and Eliezer his servant, והלכו יחדיו עמהם. All of them are going together. ויהי הם הולכים בדרך וידברו הנערים ביניהם כדברים האלה. They're traveling and the lads start talking. ויאמר ישמעאל אל אליעזר, הנה אברהם אבי הולך את יצחק להקריבו עולה לשם כאשר ציווהו. ישמעאל tells אליעזר, my father Avram is going to slaughter Yitzchak the way God commanded him, והיה בשובו ונתן לי את כל אשר לו לרשתו אחריו, כי אני בנו בכורו. When we get back, I'm the prime inheritor. I'm his firstborn. ויען אליעזר את ישמעאל ויאמר אליו, הלא אברהם גירש אותך ואת אמך. אליעזר answers him and says, you kidding? Avram chased you and your mother out. And Avram swore, you're not getting a penny of the inheritance. Who do you think Avram's going to give everything to? He's going to give it to his servant, the one who he trusts. I served him day and night. I did everything he told me. He will give me everything after he dies. I will be the prime inheritor. So the two lads are talking in the back. Vayiblecht Avram Yitzchak b'no baderech. Avram and Yitzchak his son were traveling. Vayivo ha-satan v'idmel Avram ketoar ish zaken meod. The Satan appeared. And he appeared to Avram like an old man. Anav u'shval ruach meod. A humble, modest old man. Vayigash el Avram v'yomer elav. And he walked over to Avram and said, Hachsilo v'arata? Are you a fool? Are you an imbecile? Asher ata olech lasot et hadavar hazeh? What are you doing? Asher ata olech lasot hadavar hazeh hayom levincha yechidecha? You're going to do this thing today? Your only son? Ki natan lecha Elokim ben b'achrit yamecha le'etzik natcha? God gave you a son at the end of your days. Now that you're an old man, v'telech v'tishchateu hayom? Aloha mas, you're going to go slaughter him today for nothing? Vavata nevesh bincha yechidcha min haaretz? You're going to wipe out the soul of your only son from the land? Halo yadata im lo shamata ki en hadavar hazeh me'et Hashem? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? God didn't tell you to do that. Ki lo yaseh Hashem le'ish kira'a hazot ba'aretz lemor lo lech shchot et mincha? God would never do such an evil thing to tell a person, go slaughter your own son. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, Avram probably didn't tell anybody, oh yeah, I'm going to slaughter my son, so how would a complete stranger know about it? Like, if you're looking at it from Avram's perspective, like, wait a minute, I didn't tell anyone that I was going to do this, how does this complete stranger come up to me and tell me that I'm going to slaughter my son? Like, did he actually tell people he was going to do it?
Okay, so here there are three different sources as to how this conversation took place. In the Gemara it says, the Satan said to Avram Avinu, for years have been telling people they shouldn't slaughter their own kids. And now you are going to fall over what you've been preaching for all these years? For years you've been telling people, God doesn't need you to slaughter your own children. And now you finally had a miraculous son, you're going to go do this? Don't you realize that this is going to undo all your teachings? Now it's going to prove that all the years you said you were a God-fearing person, you've contradicted yourself. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Midrash Rabbah also says that the Satan appeared, meaning an angel appeared and said to Avram, old man, don't you realize you've gone mad? What kind of logical person would slaughter their own son? That's those two sources. Then there's Medrash Tanhuma. The Medrash Tanhuma says that the Satan appeared on the road like an old man and asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to pray. He said to him, if you're going to pray, what do you need a fire and a knife and wood for? He said, maybe we'll stay there a day or two and we'll slaughter animals, we'll bake, we'll eat. So he says, old man, I was there too when God told you to take the son. And I'm an old man like you. And I know that you think you saw that. You're going to go now and take the child God gave you at 100 years old? So according to the Medrash Tanhuma, the old man said, I was there when you thought you saw that vision. Or when God, when you saw that vision. That's how the Medrash Tanhuma says it. The Medrash Tanhuma has a whole different version of this story, but let's first see the Sefer HaYashar, and then maybe we'll have time to go back and see the Medrash Tanhuma. So, Avram realized it was the Satan that was trying to mislead him. Vayeda ki dvar ha-satanu asher bikesh la'atoto miderech Hashem velo ava Avram nishma bekol ha-satan. So Avram wasn't willing to listen to the Satan. Vayigal ba-Avram vayelech lo. So Avram yelled at the Satan and the Satan went away. Vayashav ha-satan vayevo li-Yitzchak vayidame li-Yitzchak ketoar ish bachu yifei toar vifei mare mehod. So the Satan came back, and this time he took the form of a beautiful young man. So he went over to Yitzchak and said to him, "Halo yadata im lo shamata? Haven't you heard? Don't you know? Kavicha zaken vaksil hazeh meviachal lishchotcha hayom chinam. Your father, the fool, the old man, he's taking you today and he's going to slaughter you for nothing. Ata bni lo tishma alav velo tovelo. Listen here, son. You don't listen to him. You don't give in. Ki zakenu uchsil. He's an old man already. He's a fool. Don't lose your precious soul. You have such looks. You have such potential. You were put here on this planet. You're going to destroy all of that. So Yitzhak hears this and he says to his father Avram, have you heard what this guy is saying? This is what he said. Avram says to Yitzhak his son, be careful, don't listen to him. Ki satanu lanu la'avirenu mimitzvat Elokeinu hayom. He is the Satan. He's here to get us to transgress Hashem's commandment today. Vayigar Avram od basatan ve'elech lo ha-satan me'aleihem. So Avram yells at the Satan again and again he leaves them. Vayar ki lo yuchal lehem. The Satan saw that they weren't willing to give in. Vayisater lo mipneihem, so he hid, vayelech v'yavor lifneihem el haderech, vayileihem kenachal gadol malei mayim al haderech. So the Satan spread himself out, he went ahead down the path, and as they advance in the path, they see a huge stream in front of them. Vayigiu Avram Yitzhak b'shnei narav ad ha-makom ahu, vayiru nachal gadol v'atzum me'od, kemayim adirim. Suddenly they see a great stream. Vayavor b'toch ha-nachal, so they enter the stream. Vayavu vo, v'amayim ovrim l'ragleihem. They enter the stream, and they go as far as the water reaches their feet. What?
Did he address his father by his first name, Avram? Did
Yitzhak
address him by his first name?
No, it doesn't say. It says Avi.
Oh,
השמת האבי. וילכו בנחל ההוא הלוך ותבואה, והגיעו המים עד צוואריהם, ויבעלו כולם יחד מהמים. They went in until the water was neck deep, and everyone got scared, because they're going through the stream, rushing water, and it's up to their necks. ויהי הם עוברים בנחל, ויקר אברהם את המקום ההוא, וידע כי אין שם המים במקום ההוא. As they're going, Avram recognizes the place and he says, there's no stream that's supposed to run over here. Vayom Avram Yitzhak beno, so Avram turns to Yitzhak his son and says, Yodeni tamakom hazeh asher en bo lo nachal velo maim. I know this place. Avram says to Yitzhak, there's no stream here, there's no water. Ata satan washer yaselanu et kolele. It's the satan over here. La'avir utanu mimtzat Eloheinu hayom hazeh. He's trying to get us to transgress our commandment today. ויגר אברהם בשטן, and again Avram yelled at the Satan, ויאמר אליו, ייגר השם בך השטן, let Hashem yell at you, לכנה מעלינו, leave us, כי במצוות אלוקינו הלכנו. We're going in the commandment of our God. ויפחד השטן מכל אברהם, וילך לו מעליהם. So the Satan got scared and he left them. וישב המקום הוא ליבשה, and suddenly it's dry land, כאשר היה בתחילה, the same way it had always been. וילך אברהם יצחק למקום אשר אמר לו האלוקים. So they continued their journey. ויהי ביום השלישי ויישא אברהם את עיניו וירא את המקום אשר אמר לו האלוקים מרחוק. On the third day Avram looks up, he sees the place God told him at a distance. וירא עליו עמוד אש מן הארץ ועד השמיים. He saw a pillar of fire from the earth to the heaven, וענן כבד על ההר, and a great mountain and a great cloud on the mountain, וכבוד השם נראה בענן, and God appears in the cloud. ויאמר אברהם אל יצחק בנו, so Avram says to Yitzchak his son, "Areita baru asher anachnu roim merachok et asher ani roeh alav." Yes, Yitzchak, do you see what I see on that mountain? Ve'an Yitzchak ve'yomer el aviv reiti. Yitzchak says to his father, "Yeah, I see it too." Ve'ine amud esh ve'ananu kvod Hashem nira ba'anan alav. I see a pillar of fire, a cloud, and I see God's honor appearing in that cloud. Ve'yida Avram ki Yitzchak no nirtza lola lifnei Hashem. So Avram knew that his son Yitzchak was found favorable for an Ola before Hashem. ויאמר אברהם לאליעזר ולישמעאל בנו, הראיתם גם אתם את אשר ראינו בהר מרחוק? Avram turns to Eliezer and Yishmael and says, do you guys see what we see on that mountain out at a distance? ויענו ויאמרו, so they answer and say, לא ראינו דבר, we don't see anything, רק הר כהרי כל הארץ ראינו. It's just a regular mountain out there. וידע אברהם כי לא נרצה לפני השם ללכת עמהם. So Avram knew that God didn't want these two to tag along. ויאמר עליהם אברהם שבו לכם פה עם החמור. So Avram said, you guys stick around with the donkey, ואני ויצחק בני נלכה לנו עד ההר ההוא. I and Yitzchak my son will go to that mountain ונשתחווה שם לפני השם. We'll bow over there before השם ונשוב עליכם and we'll come back to you. וישבו שם אליעזר וישמעאל במקום ההוא כאשר ציווהם אברהם. So אליעזר and ישמעאל sat there as Avram told them. ואברהם לקח עצים לעולה וישימם על יצחק בנו. So Avram took wood for the Ola, and he put them on Yitzchak. Vayikach et ha'esh ve'et ha'machelet, he took the fire and the knife, vayelchu shneim al ha'makom hu. And so the two ascended the mountain. Vayiv lechtam v'yomer Yitzchak el aviv, hine esh ve'etzim ani ro'eh, vayyaseh la'akriv lifnei Hashem l'ola. So Yitzchak asks the pivotal question. I see the fire, I see the wood, where's the sheep? Vayan avam et Yitzchak beno lemor, בני בך בחר השם להיות לו לעולה תמימה תחת עשה. My son, Hashem has chosen you to be the Ola instead of the sheep. ויאמר יצחק אל אביו, כל אשר דיבר אליך השם אבי יעשה בשמחה ובטוב לב. So Yitzchak says to his father, whatever Hashem told you, I'm ready to do with happiness and a good heart. Let's pause for a minute. Avram began the story by claiming Yitzchak needs an education in the service of Hashem. And here we see Yitzchak was pretty dedicated, right? So obviously, that answers the question that should have bothered us. How could it be that a kid growing up in Avraham Avinu's house needs an education in the service of Hashem? And the answer must be that he was doing pretty good, but they felt that by Shem and Ever they could even hone his skills even better. Okay. ויאמר אברהם עוד אל יצחק בנו, בני, יש בלבך מחשבה דבר בזה, או עצה אשר איננה נכונה, הגד נא לי בני, אל תכחד ממני. So Avram turns to Yitzchak and he says, is there something bothering you about this? Is there some thought you have where you're not comfortable with this? Tell me. Don't hide it from me. Vayan Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv. So Yitzchak answers his father Avraham, v'yomer elav. And he said to him, Chai Hashem Avi, v'chei nafshecha, I swear by Hashem, and I swear by your life, my father, im yesh b'libi le'eminu l'asmin al hadvar she'diber lecha Hashem, that I don't have any inclination in my heart to go right or left, to veer the slightest from that which Hashem told you. V'gam etzem me'atzmi uvasal mi'bsari lo zav lo na ma'adavar hazeh. You'll notice that I didn't flinch a hair, nor a bone, nor any part of me, when I heard it. V'gam machshevet kol davar ha'itzara en b'libi ba'davar hazeh. I didn't flinch externally, nor did I flinch internally. There's nothing within me, there's no thought within me that's bothered or that's that thinks badly about this thing. Ki im lev sameach v'tov nefesh ani b'davar hazeh. The only thing is, I have a happy heart and I'm with a contented soul as I approach this thing. Achamalti baruch Hashem asher chafatz bi hayom le'olah lefanav. I say, thank God that He chose me today to be an olah before Him. Vayismach Avraham mod b'divrei Yitzchak. Avraham was very happy with what Yitzchak said. Vayelchu v'yavo shneim l'makom ahu asher diber Hashem. So they went and they both came to the place that Hashem said. Now I have to tell you, I read these words, and the older I get, the harder it is for me to read. The younger you are, the more it's theoretical, the more it's like a fairy tale, and so it's easier to read a story. The older you get, the more you start seeing the truth of it. And the greatness and the fine line between greatness and insanity. And it really is a fine line. And I think the Medrash is coming to sharpen that point. When the Medrash tells us that Avram was also challenged with the question, and Yitzchak was challenged with the question, is Avram insane? Because today we see a lot of people that are willing to give up their children's lives, and they also think they're being very holy. And that fine line, which Avram Avinu had spent his life preaching one way, and now he's going to have to go the other way, that fine line is very, 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 very hard to define. You understand, everyone is going to claim they're standing on that fine line. You know what they say, when you're going to, when you ask what a balanced person is and what an extreme person is, the answer is always going to be, I'm balanced, and everyone to the right and left of me is extreme. But most people think they're the center and everything else is gauged around them. So the Torah gives us this fantastic picture at the beginning of the Torah about the father of the nation of Israel, Avraham and Yitzchak, and it gives us a certain perspective about dedication, about the capacity to go with what Hashem says, even if we don't have all the answers, and the importance of the understanding that it is only holy when Hashem says so. The same person who can spend his life preaching not to kill children can at the same time move forward when Hashem says to do it without a flinch. But that's greatness. Most people would be insane. And I think it's tremendous greatness that the Medrash puts it in our face. That question that the Satan asks him, haven't you gone mad? The Satan asks Yitzchak, don't you think your father has gone mad? And I think the Medrash is coming to preclude that question that we might ask ourselves. And perhaps that's what some of the commentaries say. That's why Hashem purposely gave Avram 3 days. You shouldn't think that Avram was rushed into it.
So
So Avram stepped forward to build the altar in that place. So Avram was building. Yitzchak gives him the stone and the tar, till they finish building it together. So Avram takes the wood and he sets them up on the altar that he built. And he takes Yitzchak and he binds him. And this is something that was pointed out in a class a few years ago, maybe a year ago. Why is it that the Torah, you pointed it out, Uri, why is it called Akedat Yitzchak? The binding of Yitzchak. So Avram binds him and takes him and places him on the altar. ויום יצחק אל אביו, אבי אוקדני מאוד וקשור אותי, ואחר כן תסימני אל המזבח. And Yitzchak says to his father, please, tie me well, and then put me on the altar, פן אשוב ואני אבי נתק מחזקת המאכלת אשר בבשרי, ואחלל את קורבן העולה. This is one of the most scary lines. He says to him, I'm scared, I will flinch. And the last moment is, I feel the blade, and then I will disqualify everything. So please tie me up well. Now this is a midrash which the Sfardim quote on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah was the day of the Akedah. This is a midrash in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, because Chazal were bothered if Yitzchak was a partner to all this, then why does he have to be tied? And so Chazal answered that Yitzchak has to be tied. I'm scared I'm going to flinch. Yeah.
So Avram is an older man, and he's binding Yitzchak, but he's not binding him on the altar.
Right.
Before he brings him to the altar.
Right.
So how does he schlep him all the way from wherever he is? I don't know how far it is, but like how does he bring him?
Seems like he was strong enough. That's what the Medrash says. He said, bind me and then lift me and put me down there. That's what it seems to say. I don't know. Vayomer od Yitzchak el Aviv. Yitzchak said further to his father, Avi beit asher tishchateni v'tisafeni leolah, kach imcha nishar me'efri ve'evetah lesarah imi, ve'amarta elah azeh liYitzchak reach nichoach. He said, Dad, do me a favor. When everything's over, bring some of the hearth to my mother and tell her that to me this was the most beautiful smell. אכלתי דבר אליה את הדבר הזה בשבטה לפני באר או במקום גבוה פן תשריך נפשה עליי ותמות. He says, but Dad, do me a favor. When you tell it to her, she shouldn't be next to a well or next to the edge of a building or something. She shouldn't jump off and commit suicide over me. וישמע אברהם דברי יצחק וישא אברהם את קולו ויאב. כשאברהם hears all this and he starts weeping, בדבר יצחק את הדברים האלה, אז יצחק was saying this. וירדו דמעות אברהם על יצחק בנו. And Avram's tears fell on Yitzchak his son, וגם יצחק בכה מאוד. And Yitzchak also was weeping greatly. They're weeping. ויאמר אל אביו, מערה חוש אבי ועשה ברצון השם אלוקינו כאשר ציווך. And Yitzchak says, quick, Dad, do what Hashem commanded you. Which is again a very important point. And this is brought in another medrash that Yitzchak's, the medrash says Avram's tears were falling on Yitzchak, Yitzchak's tears were falling on the wood, and as Avram held the knife at his side, the knife was dripping with tears. Dripping with tears. And I think that's such an important point. Because again, the Medrash is stressing to us the humanity of Avram and Yitzchak. The greatness of Avram and Yitzchak was that they could do both. That's the balance that the Torah repeatedly teaches us. Be a human being. Care. When Avram is going up there to the Akedah, there's that balance. On the one hand, he doesn't want to do it. He's a human being. He loves his son. He's davening for a different solution. He's crying. So is Yitzchak. We're people that love life. Avram didn't change. Yitzchak didn't change. So what are Avram and Yitzchak all about? Avram and Yitzchak are about that balance. I love life, but I'm going to do whatever Hashem tells me, and I'll do it with happiness. I'm happy on the one hand, I get to do what Hashem wants, but that doesn't change the sadness. That's an amazing duality. The capacity that the Mishnah tells us, we have to have the capacity to make a blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Dayan HaEmet. A blessing over the deceased with the same happiness as we make a blessing over a new baby born. So you'd say, that's crazy. How could you? And the answer is that we're not talking about the same parts of the heart. There's a part of the heart that's weeping when someone dies and has to be weeping. And there's a part of the heart that has to be able to recognize Hashem is running the world, and I'm happy with the fact that He's running the world, and I bless Him over the fact that He's running the world even when I can't understand how He's running the world. But I know He's a fair judge. We have different parts of our heart. And that's the most phenomenal balance, the capacity and the responsibility to weep and to cry and to hurt and to feel and to be human, and at the same time to recognize I'm appreciative. God is running the show and not me. Guys, you have to think about this point. This is, to my mind, one of the greatest points of the Torah. And this Midrash, you'll notice how the Midrash is showing us both sides. Vayhi lev Avraham Yitzchak sameach badavar hazeh asher tzivam Hashem. Avraham and Yitzchak's heart were, on the one hand, their hearts were happy. They were doing what Hashem commanded them. Ach ein b'mal tifkeh v'lev sameach. Their eyes wept bitterly as their hearts were happy. And that's that duality we were talking about. Vayakod Avraham Yitzchak meno v'yasem oto al ha-mizbeach mimal ha-itzim. So Avram bound his son Yitzchak, put him on the altar above the wood. And Yitzchak extended his neck before his father on the altar. And here the Medrash does the same thing the Torah does. It breaks down the frames into milliseconds. Avram extends his hand to take the knife to slaughter his son on the altar. And at that moment, the angels of mercy stepped forward before Hashem. And they said, before Hashem, on behalf of Yitzchak, they said the following: Ana Hashem melech rachum v'chanunata al kol asher barata b'shamayim uva'aretz. Please, Hashem, King of mercy, you have compassion over everything you created in the heaven and the earth. V'tam chayet kulam, you give all of them life. Tena kofer ufidyon tachad Yitzchak avdecha. Give a redemption instead of Yitzchak. V'chon v'rachem al Avram al Yitzchak b'no. Have mercy, have compassion over Avram and Yitzchak his son. Asher asu dvarcha hayom. They've done what you commanded them today. Hareita Hashem Yitzchak ben Avram avdecha akud v'kashul azevach al ha-mizbeach kabeema. Have you seen Hashem, Yitzchak the son of Avram, your servant? There he is, tied up, bound for slaughter like an animal on that altar. Ata yemun arachamecha Hashem aleim. Hashem, please let your mercy pour forth over them. So Hashem at that time appeared before Avram. Hashem called out to him from heaven and said to him, don't extend your hand to the land. Don't do a thing to him. Now I know you're a God-fearing person. When you've done this, you didn't withhold your only son from me. Avram looks up and he sees the ram being caught in the brush, being caught in the bushes with its horns. That's a ram that was around from the first day of creation. That goat was ready from the first day of creation to take Yitzchak's place. What an ending. From the first day of creation, it was planned that Yitzchak should never be hurt. Now imagine we'd start the story with that. First day of creation, Hashem creates the goat. And now we have the whole story. And that goat was running, coming close to Avram. So the Satan now Now the Satan takes a reverse role. And this is, again, a tremendous message in the Midrash. The Satan spent the last 3 days trying to hinder Avram from coming to this great moment. And now that Avram's at this great moment, ready to slaughter his son, Hashem says, no, take the animal instead. So now Avram's job is to give up on his son. There's no longer a commandment to do anything to his son. His son is all bound. He's there with the knife. And there's a goat. And the goat is running. And then the goat gets caught. One of the greatest challenges in the service of Hashem is the capacity to flow with the times. Very often we like to think that I know what Hashem wants. What I did yesterday is what Hashem wants me to do today. What I did last year is what Hashem wants me to do this year. It worked last year. Yeah, but I'm a different person. It's a different circumstance. This is a different place. The greatness is when a person can align himself with what Hashem wants at every moment. And sometimes it can switch 180 degrees in one moment. Here, Avram's commandment was one thing for 3 days. And in one moment, it switches to be something else. And there's a tremendous Yetzer Hara to be obstinate. There's a tremendous desire to continue. This is what I thought Hashem wants. I put all my emotional energy into this. And sometimes it's a ridiculous obstinance. And so the Satan withholds the goat. And you'd be surprised. You'd ask yourself, what kind of Yetzer Hara is that? You'd be surprised after a person gets himself ready emotionally for 3 days to do something like this. It's hard to let go. Avram sees the goat coming and being withheld. But God told him something, so he doesn't have to start questioning it. Avram brought it. He unbound Yitzchak, and he put the goat in his stead. And Avram slaughtered the goat on the Mizbeach. And he brought it as an olah sacrifice instead of his son. Now, we could probably take note of the order in which things were done. Hashem tells him it's not his son, it's the goat instead. So I think the first thing he should do is untie his son. But perhaps he had no guarantee the goat wouldn't run away. So he had to go and catch the goat. Once he caught the goat, you'll notice the Midrash says he brought the goat to the Mizbeach. And then it doesn't say he proceeded to do the goat. It says he unbound Yitzchak, took him off, and then he went on to prepare the goat. So, Vayaz Avram idam ayin al hamizbech, vayikra v'yom azit tachat ni, v'zeich hashev yom kedam b'ni lifnei Hashem. Avram brought the goat and did the whole procession and kept saying, this is instead of my son, and this should be considered before Hashem as though it were my son. I did what Hashem said when I did this instead. So that's what Avram did for every step of the procession. And so Avram and his seed were blessed on that day. And the continuation of the story is our parsha, what's happening with Sarah. And that's what we'll have to pick up next time. We're out of time. Stories.